This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Robert Barnes here. He is one of the founders of the Children's Hunger Project. Bob, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Delightful to be here.
Okay, so tell us, what is the Children's Hunger Project?
Well, very simply, the Children's Hunger Project is a 501c3 charity that provides food for elementary school age kids that teachers know are coming to school hungry on Monday mornings. Our operation is relatively simple. We raise money, we purchase food, we package the food, we deliver it to the school. Our business plan is as simple. It's got 9 words. See a hungry kid, buy food, feed the kid.
I like that. Simplicity is good in cases like that. Well, tell us a little bit about the statistics of how many, why Brevard County?
Well, Brevard County, not considered a poor county, fits into the picture of childhood hunger in what, for most people, when they hear about it, in a very startling way. In the United States of America, 1 out of 6 children are perceived to be at risk of hunger, 17%. In Brevard County, like I say, not a poor county, that figure exceeds 45% on average. And as startling as that is, the schools that we deal with are those schools, Title I schools, whereby the risk of hunger, meaning those kids that are on the free and reduced price lunch program, approaches or exceeds 80%. Now, that free and reduced price lunch program is critical because that is the key indicator of hunger and poverty in a geographic area. So, for instance, if you go to Suntry Elementary School, 7% of the children are on the program. You go to our pilot school, which is Riviera Elementary School in Palm Bay, and over 85% of the kids are on the free and reduced price lunch program. And there's a corresponding level of financial stability or lack of it, family stability or lack of it, grandparents bringing up elementary school age kids. It's a pathetically sad situation, and it's happening in our own backyard.
Wow. So how could people get involved? What could they do?
Well, the first thing I would do is to be appreciative that they're even aware of the program, because quite frankly, or aware of the problem, I should say, because most people are not aware of the problem. The second thing is that most people are not aware of our charity, the Children's Hunger Project. So to answer your question specifically, your listeners can go to the Children's Hunger Project, if they only put those words in, on the address bar of their computer, charity will pop up as the first one, but specifically it's the childrenshungerproject.org.
Okay.
They can learn about us, learn what we do, who is involved with our charity, who the key people are, what the mechanism is, and how we operate. We're relatively simple, but we are absolutely effective.
Okay, so do you need volunteers, money, sponsors, all of the above?
Well, the biggest thing we need is money, because that's the only thing that will limit us. Through available funds, when we started, we were able to start with 100 children. We are closing out this school year, whereby we are feeding 317 kids every single weekend. And if we are successful with our fund drives over the summer, we will be feeding 1,000 kids by the time school starts in August.
Wow. So basically, how does it work? The kids that are identified as being needful, they receive a backpack for weekend foods?
Well, most kids already have a backpack. If they need one, we'll, of course, buy one for them. But they're identified by the teachers. They're already on the free and reduced price lunch program. And the teachers know which kids are coming to school hungry on Monday morning.
Okay. And then they just provide them with the food that you provide to the
schools?
That
is correct. The kids are anonymous to us.
Okay. Well, that is very, very cool and very, very worthwhile endeavor. We wish you well. And if people out there that are listening want to get more information on the Children's Hunger Project, their best bet is to go to the website?
That is correct. Thechildrenshungerproject.org.
And send lots of money.
Oh, that they can do also. They can donate online, too.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes it very, very easy. Well, once again, our guest is Robert Barnes. He is one of the founders of the Children's Hunger Project, helping to make a difference in our community. And Robert, I thank you for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity, Terry. It's a pleasure.